With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
It's Charm City Secrets.
Shh.
A secret. Now,
something that's kept or meant to be kept unknown or unseen.
Well, until you share it anonymously with Kramer and Jess.
The last part isn't in the definition, is it? Mix 106.5.
I mean, cheating sucks. It does. Just straight up. Hurts, right?
Yeah.
But sometimes that retaliation is sweeter than nothing else on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
Getting back at that person that really did you wrong.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to focus on in today's Charm City Secrets. Welcome, by the way, if you're new to this. We do it every single Tuesday and Thursday morning. We're kind of nosy people.
Yes,
right?
We are nosy people.
And we're also terrible at keeping secrets.
Mm-hmm.
So you should know that too.
Yeah.
And you may feel the same way. What we found by doing this segment, some people are like, I just feel so much better with getting this story off my chest.
Yeah, because this is a judgment-free zone. We have a voice disguiser, so no one even needs to know who you are.
Yep.
And then you just feel a lot better once you get it off your chest.
So we give you a topic, and if you're like, oh my God, I totally have a confession about this,
yeah,
then you call us or you text us, and we can put you in the voice disguiser if you want, okay? Phone number, ready? 410-583-1065. Your Charm City secret this morning is, how did you retaliate against a cheater?
Mm-hmm.
How did you retaliate against a cheater? And the reason we came up with this, I don't know if you've seen this yet, if you've logged into TikTok this week. There's a woman named Holly that posted this video. And the video says, it actually says, keying cars is not 2021. In 2021, it's glitter is everything. Okay?
Okay.
Basically, backstory here is her boyfriend cheated on her.
Uh-huh.
And she was trying to think of a way to retaliate. So what she did was she just goes in and she just goes wild with glitter.
Yes.
I mean, every parent right now knows.
Glitter is like, honestly, I think that is probably the most creative thing ever heard in my life, because he is not going to get rid of that ever.
But
there's no way.
Picture that, though. Picture that in your head. Just glitter being just thrown everywhere.
Yes.
Right? And so she posted this video. It's got over 50 million views, by the way.
Yeah.
She posted a follow-up one, and the boyfriend apparently texted her being like, you know, I should have told you a while ago, and I'm sorry that I didn't, but glitter, that's childish as F. You literally made a TikTok. My family saw it. My brother's peed off. It's his apartment, technically. Man.
Oh, he's mad?
Yeah.
He's mad for getting in trouble and getting called out for his infidelity.
That's crazy, though.
I mean, that's the safest thing she could have done. It's
just
a little sparkle in his life.
I'm mad, but there's no way you're getting that out.
There's forever.
All right, Charm City Secret for you this morning. How did you retaliate against your cheater? How did you retaliate? Like, you just got back at him. You're like, yeah, you know what? You don't cheat on me. I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
410-583-1065. Elizabeth from Parkville, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, give us your Charm City secret for this morning is, how did you get back at the person that cheated on you? What happened?
Well, I was engaged, and my fiance for a long time would, he would go out with his friends, but he would never invite me out, so I was kind of suspicious. Like,
yes, weird, lame.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and so I went through his phone, which I know I probably shouldn't have done, but I had an inkling, and sure enough, I look, and there's these messages with this girl named Jenna, and
Jenna, you know who you are.
All of these nudes. yeah,
and engaged,
my heart just dropped in my stomach. And, but then I was like, I'm so close with his mom. We're like best friends. And I was, it just made me so mad, and I just forwarded her all the news.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
Wait, of the other woman or of him? Or
no, of the other, of Jenna.
Oh, my God. Oh, my and God.
So this was your fiancé at the time?
Yeah.
Oh, my
Damn.
God.
Damn. So what transpires after that?
Yeah.
Well, she ended up calling me and talking to me. I think she probably figured, because I sent it from his phone, but I think she kind of knew it was me, because she's literally, like, one of my best friends. And so we talked about it, and I told her everything. I told her everything. Yeah, and so, you know, pissed at him. I still think we haven't talked in a while, but I don't think they talk. I don't think their relationship's the same.
Damn, that's weird. Gosh. Yeah, like, for mom to get that involved, to, like, see, it's one thing if mom knows, but for mom to see?
Yeah.
Oof. Got him.
Ugh.
I ain't mad, though.
Yeah.
That's what he gets.
That's what he
deserves.
Yeah.
All engaged. Come on.
You can't get mad when you're out here being shady.
Hello.
Exactly.
That's the truth. Hey, thank you so much for your secret this morning.
Of course. Thank you.
Hey, Kayla, good morning. Over in Pasadena, how are you?
I am good, thanks. How are you?
We're doing well. Okay, for Charm City Secret, tell us, how did you retaliate against your cheater?
Yeah.
So, I had actually just met her, and then we started going out for about 2 weeks or so, and she kept telling me that this girl at first was her sponsor, and then she was her friend, and I was, like, kind of weird about it because she wouldn't tell me anything about her, and she wouldn't, like, talk, or, like, on the phone with her around me.
Oh, weird.
And she was a flight attendant, so when she left for her trip, I was like, oh, let me talk to my friend about this girl. And I went on her Facebook to see, like, her picture. And I saw that that girl was tagged in something. And I clicked on her Facebook. And it said she was in a relationship. And I sent a screenshot to the girl and was like, what is going on with this? Mm-hmm. And she just completely, she said, I'll tell you in 2 hours. And the entire flight was just AWOL. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do this myself.
Here we go.
And I messaged Jackie, which is the girl's name, and told her everything. And she was like, yeah, we've been dating for 3 months. I am so sorry. Like, that is absolutely crazy. I can't believe she would do that to both
Damn.
Of us.
Damn.
So she was trying to make you the side chick.
Basically, yeah. You know, and I have a lot of respect for people that can literally go right to the person
yes.
and be like, listen, here's what the facts are. We just got to figure this out together and then team up against that cheater, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of wish I would have done that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, go straight to the source. It ain't bad. Hey, thank right. you for calling us. We appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. You guys have a great day.
You too.
See ya. Hey, Lindsay on The Voice Disguiser. Good morning.
What's up, you guys?
Hi.
Okay, how did you retaliate when you found out he was cheating?
Okay, so this specific guy, we've been dating for almost a year.
Uh-huh.
And it was serious. And for part of it, he was out of work because of the pandemic. And I was really understanding about it. He came and lived with me. And I kind of financially just, like, helped with his life until he got back on his feet.
Wow.
Yeah, well,
Before you say well...
Yeah, he got a new job, and I found out that he was sleeping with one of the girls at his work.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
While you were taking care of him.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Classic. Well, I was kind of over that, and so I called up my brothers, and I rented a U-Haul, and we loaded up everything that was in my apartment, all of his dirty laundry, all of his dirty dishes, his furniture, everything. And we went to the lawn of where he worked, and we moved it all, I mean, right there, right in front of everyone's car, so, like, they could see it from the window.
He just dumped it.
That's incredible. I'm not even mad about that. You know what I mean? Like, get all of his stuff. And then he has to almost, like, answer to everybody's walking into work. Like, hey, what's all this stuff? You know,
I just allowed her to take care of me and allow her to spend her money on me. And then I was just cheating on her the whole time. It's totally chill.
Yeah. Whose clothes rack is that out front? Anybody want to claim that or nobody? Wow. That's good. We need to make a mental note of that one. That's a good one. Thank you so much for your secret. Good morning, Hope.
Good morning.
All right, how'd you retaliate against your cheater? What happened?
I was dating this gentleman because I was separated from my husband.
Uh-huh.
His roommate had put up a post on Facebook. All I asked to do was respect the house rules, and he couldn't even do that.
Oh, so his roommate said that.
Yeah. I'm like, what are you talking about? So I called him. And he was like, you can figure it out. Well, the house rule was there was a certain girl that wasn't allowed there because it was his ex-girlfriend, who the guy I was dating had also dated.
No, no.
So I go to the house. He's not there. I call his phone. He won't answer it. Then I'm like, where are you? He finally answers. Oh, I'm at Home Depot getting some stuff. I'm like, okay, well, how did you get to Home Depot? My friend brought me. So I was like, well, I'm at your house waiting for you. He's like, well, I'm not going to be back there. So he hung up on me.
I can wait all night. I'll be right here.
Yep.
I called back, and this girl answers his phone.
No. Oh, I'm like, hell no.
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 And she's like, Kate? I'm like, yeah, somehow I figured that much. And she's like, yeah, I spent the night with him last night. I'm in town. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, come to find out, not only was I seeing him and she was seeing him, he was seeing his baby's mother. I called her. So I told her all the business, like, oh, I'm probably wearing your pants that were left here.
Damn.
So I smashed his Christmas present, left his keys, took my stuff, and rode out.
Good. I cannot, like, I'm sorry, but who in their right mind thinks that that's okay to treat people that way?
I just think it's funny, like, you're going through all this emotional turmoil, which you're supposed to, right? It sucks. And then you're like, I gotta do something. I gotta do this Christmas present. No! Smash that!
It was more gratifying to me to call his baby's mother and let her know because he was such a jerk.
Of course.
And you know what? She didn't know any more than I did, so I couldn't be mad at her. She couldn't be mad at me. Right. And what you do with it from here is your business. But
there you go. There she goes. Bristol from Glen Burnie. Good morning.
Hi. How are you guys?
We're good. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Charm City Secret this morning is how did you retaliate after he cheated?
Ooh, well, I kind of knew where he parked, and I actually keyed his car. I left him a little note. Let's just say that. Uh-huh. I left him a little note. I key actually on his car. I have a small D.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then I actually threw an arrow on the driver's seat on the window. So just to make sure everybody knows who had the small D.
Of course. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's only right.
Question. Give us the backstory of the situation. Like, who was this, a boyfriend or was this a husband?
This was a boyfriend, and I ended up finding out that he was married.
Oh, hell.
I saw him. Yes, I saw him. Because, you know, this world is not that big.
Yeah, so
you can really meet people. Uh-huh.
Smaltimore, for sure. It's Smaltimore. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Wow.
I saw him with his family, and it was crushing. And
well, yeah. We're not mad, are we, Jess? No, we're not mad.
I'm happy you did that. Everyone needs to know that he has a small D.
Okay, careful.
He does, yeah.
Okay.
And I'm not mad anymore.
No, we can tell. You got your aggression out. Now you're good. So,
Totally. Well,
thank you for your secret this morning.
You got it.
Now,
Kramer and Jess mornings on Mix 106.5.
This is Baltimore's morning show.
That helps. There we go. Yo, happy Thursday, everybody.
Happy Thursday.
Day after inauguration. We are all here. No drama to report this morning. Even this morning, I woke up like, let's just make sure everything went smooth last night. We're good?
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah.
Everything's good. Welcome to the 6 o'clock club. Everybody that's up this early in the morning, we just want to hear from you. Just to say hi. See what's going on with you. 410-583-1065. Just shoot us a text. Tell us who you are. We'll give you a shout out. It's that easy.
Carrie is up with us this morning. Good morning, Veronica. Jake from State Farm. Hope Floats. Lori, Human Highlighter. Delightful Debbie is driving to work right now. Good morning, Sherry. Karen and Amber from KinderCare. BTSZ is checking in. Ponytail Pete and Jazzy Josh. Good morning. Johnny E and Scotty Too Hottie. Hey.
Say Johnny E like you mean it, though.
Johnny E.
Johnny E!
Man.
What's wrong with you? You good?
Yeah.
Tired?
Yeah.
Sound like a dragon over there today. I feel that, though. I was up watching that inauguration special last night, and I realized I'm like kind of turning into an old person. Because I'm sitting there looking at my finances on my computer and watching the nightly news, and I'm like, it's happened. Mm. Like, in this very moment, I'm turning into, like my father, you know?
Yeah. I did not get good sleep last night at all. And also, I've been having weird, intense dreams for probably a week and a half to 2 weeks. Well, like, every single night. And I don't know what that means. I don't know why. But every single night, it's been super weird.
What was the one last night?
I like barely remember any details, but I'm always like running. I'm always like running away. I'm hiding.
Well, let's see. Okay.
Or I'm at like a scary amusement park. Or, oh my gosh, one time I was like at a mall and it was like 20 different stories and I was like late for class. I'm not even in school anymore.
All right. Running away in your dreams associated with running away from situations in your waking life. It's important to recognize what you're running away from in the dream state, because that may help you remove yourself from this situation in the wake state.
Yeah.
It said this could be a relationship or alternatively, it could be a family conflict.
Mm.
Jessica?
Okay. Yeah, they've just been intense and I've been waking up like in a sweat like every time.
What happens, and I don't know if this changes as you get an adult, and 6 o'clock club, you can sound off on this too. Like when I was a kid, I'd have fun dreams.
Yeah.
Like some would be scary, but like it'd be like at least evenly proportionate. I'd have like some scary dreams, but I also have some like really fun dreams, you know? Nowadays, they're all scary. They're
all intense.
They're all just scary dreams. They're super intense, so. Yeah. It's a coffee day for me, man. And by coffee, I mean it's literally decaf coffee.
Yes.
But I am just tweaking in here right now, man.
I don't understand.
My body is so sensitive. I stopped drinking coffee in 2011, like real coffee.
Yeah.
You hear me like...
That's a long time.
But yeah, about literally 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And my body's not doing well with waking up in the cold.
You are not drinking coffee without a lid on it right now.
Oh, yeah, straight up.
You are so accident prone.
I know.
Why would you do that to us?
Why can't I put that out there?
Why would you do that to us?
You know some engineer's listening right now. It's going to yell at me for doing that. But, like, even the littlest bit of caffeine that's in decaf makes me just... So today's show's going to be wild, man. We about to have a good old time today, baby. All right, Baltimore top three in a couple seconds. Let me just twink out over here.
It's top three with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
All right, here we go.
Number three.
Former Vice President Joe Biden officially became the leader of the free world, and Kamala Harris has become the nation's first female, first African-American, and first Asian-American vice president in history. In his speech, President Biden made a strong plea for unity during deeply troubled times and vowed to be a president for all Americans.
My whole soul is in it. Today, on this January day, my whole soul is in this, bringing America together. Uniting our people, uniting our nation. And I ask every American to join me in this cause.
However, with all of that taking place yesterday, the internet is freaking out
over Bernie Sanders. They couldn't just let it be Inauguration Day.
No, y'all. So Senator Bernie Sanders' Inauguration Day look is already being turned into a bobblehead. The National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum.
Should you describe the outfit first?
I'm going to tell him.
Okay.
So the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum announced that it's now taking pre-orders from its latest version of the Vermont Senator. And the reason that being is because a photo of Sanders wearing a parka and large mittens while sitting alone by himself with his legs crossed while at the inauguration yesterday has gone viral on social media. Sanders commented on his casual look and said, "In Vermont, we know something about cold, and I'm not concerned about good fashion. Fans can get their hands on the bobblehead for $25, but it's not going to get to you until May."
Man, Bernie is just like everyone's favorite grumpy grandpa. You know what I mean?
Listen, this man looked like the inauguration was the first thing on his to-do list, but he had to go to Target and to Home Depot afterwards. Like, he had other things to do.
There was on TikTok, somebody's already made a song about the mittens. You want to hear it?
Yes.
Bernie's wearing mittens, fit for holding kittens that were made by a school teacher.
They were made by a school teacher.
Oh, were they really made by a school teacher?
A school teacher gave them to him.
I'm sorry. That should not have been the main focus of yesterday. It was a very monumental day, but like,
it was awesome.
It's hard not to focus on that.
Number two.
Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott has adjusted the city's COVID-19 mandates and will now allow in-person and outdoor dining at restaurants. Restaurants and bars around Baltimore City have been limited to just carry out and delivery for almost 6 weeks. The mayor announced restaurants and bars can reopen at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning on Friday. Outdoor dining at 50% capacity and indoor dining at 25% capacity. Something that is new. Both will have 1 hour maximum time limit. All outdoor dining spaces must be open on all sides. That's something that we have been aware of. Also, restaurants and bars will now require sign-in and sign-out sheets just so they can keep track of time. Also, if there is an outbreak, they can contact people that were there that day.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that part. I'm okay with one-hour dinners, y'all. There's nothing I hate worse than a long meal. It just gets on my nerves. Like, the second we're done eating, I'm ready to go. I don't want to sit around and chat. We've had an hour.
Yeah.
I think we're good.
I'm just happy that we can go.
Oh, yeah, totally. 100%. And these restaurants, I'm sure,
absolutely,
are thrilled.
Number one.
Oh, man. The Mega Millions jackpot is still up for grabs, but someone has finally won the Powerball jackpot. Man, last night's drawing was worth an estimated $730 million, and a single winning ticket was sold right here in Maryland.
Tell them where, Jess. Oh, my God.
All of a sudden. How interesting. It was sold here in Maryland.
Well, Jess, in case you weren't here a couple days ago, said, like, the lottery's not real. Like, nobody really wins the lottery. Now she's got a new conspiracy theory.
Now, all of a sudden that I came on this radio station and said I didn't believe in it, now you want to tell me the Powerball jackpot was won right here in our great state of Maryland? I will believe it when we get in contact with that person.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think they've announced who won that money
yet. They haven't. No, and also where in Maryland? Where?
But somebody knows this person.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody knows who this person is. And y'all, this is Smalltimore. I know we can find this person. If you've got a lead, maybe, and you don't have to give us your name. We don't need any information. We just want to try to find out who this person was.
Yes.
Can you call us or text us? 410-583-1065. We're going to find it by the end of the show, I promise you.
Yeah, because your neighbor, the cash option they just got is $546 million.
Wow. Now that we have inauguration out of the way, I feel like we can focus on the next big event that will happen, which is Valentine's Day.
Yes.
And there's such a... a big expectation on that day. Trust me, as a man, I'll tell you right now.
Yeah.
A lot of pressure to get it right, you know?
Yeah.
Especially if you're in a relationship. I'll be honest. This year, I'm not going to date nobody.
On purpose.
Till at least the 15th of February.
Oh, heck no.
Because I ain't trying to get caught up. I'm not trying to get caught up.
You wait to go on all the dating apps on the 15th.
Yep, I'll see
you
on the 15th on there.
That's
until
cool.
Then, I will remain.
I'm not mad at you.
No, it's too much.
I get that.
I think because the expectation for something spectacular on Valentine's Day is so high.
It is.
It can lend to things not going so well on the other end.
Yeah.
I told you, I use this app called the Whisper app. I don't know if you use it, but it's like an anonymous chat. Like, people like throw a topic up there, but you can, like, there's no username when you answer. There's no nothing. It's just literally the stories.
That's nice.
And one of the threads up there this morning is embarrassing Valentine's Day moments.
Oh, no.
I thought we could go through some of these. And I'm wondering if there's anybody in the state of Maryland that can beat one of these stories.
Okay.
Like, if you just had a really bad or embarrassing Valentine's Day.
Why do I already have anxiety about this?
Jess gets nervous every time I read these, okay? I was dumped right before Valentine's Day, so my parents took me out to dinner that night. Seems nice so far, right?
Oh, my gosh.
The table across the room contained my ex and some girl he took out that night.
Oh, hell no.
That's bad,
Did
right?
they do anything to him?
These are all very short answers.
Oh, they're lucky.
You're
going
to get short answers.
If that was me, you know my family's crazy.
We're talking about the embarrassing Valentine's Day moments. And if you got one, you're like, y'all got to hear this story, 410-583-1065.
I'm so mad.
The boy who loved me in college surprised me in the quad and sang to me on Valentine's Day.
Oh.
It was painfully embarrassing for me, especially because I was not into him at all.
The boy who was in love with me
She's
in
like,
college.
She's like, I had nothing to do with that.
Oh, no.
This person said, I wrote my crush a love note and gave it to him privately on Valentine's Day.
Yes.
He ended up reading it in front of everyone at lunch in high school.
No.
I've never been so mortified.
That is so mean.
Yeah.
Why?
This person said, my most embarrassing Valentine's Day date? A guy took me to eat some bad sushi and I threw up all over him at the table.
Oh my gosh.
It was an awful memory. Made me never want to eat sushi ever again.
Of course.
I mean, go on and on. You want to hear some more?
Yes.
Okay. My ex-boyfriend took me to a really fancy restaurant on Valentine's Day with only 10 tables. When we were done, I tried to box up my leftover pasta, and I dumped it all over my lap. Everyone saw it.
No.
Every person saw it.
Oh, no.
Where was the... There was one that was terrible. I took my side chick.
I hate it already. I'm not. Oh, what? What did they do?
I took my side chick out on Valentine's Day, and I ran into my wife's friend.
Oh, it's good. As you should, sir.
Bad all the way around. One last one on here that's really bad. I took my I peed myself on a date when I was 16 on Valentine's Day.
No.
God, I wish I was joking.
No.
Yeah, ma'am. And I think it's only because your expectation is so high.
And your nerves are so high because you want everything to go well, or yes, you are expecting it to be the best thing ever. You know what I mean?
If you've got just an awkward Valentine's Day situation, one that you just think back on now, like you'll never be able to think of Valentine's Day the same way ever again. 410-583-1065. I remember, y'all, I was too old to be doing this. I was in eighth grade. I was eighth grade, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I should have been. Who knows how long you've been dating? Time is irrelevant when you're that young, right?
You had a girlfriend in the eighth grade.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
I had a girlfriend in fifth grade.
You're
kidding me?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Ladies' man.
Oh, hell no. You better stop it right now. I'm so mad.
And I went to Tuesday Morning. You know what Tuesday Morning
is?
Yeah,
that store.
It's like a
cheaper
store. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they had a Tweety Bird necklace.
Cute. You got that for your girl?
I got it for her.
And then what? She hates
Tweety. She hated it. And like, not only that.
Wait, why though?
Because,
what did she say
because
to you?
We were too old. We were too old.
Oh, she was like,
it was like,
what do you think, I'm five?
Yes. And then what made it even worse was she told all of her friends.
Like, look what he did.
Yeah, look what Steven got me. I was like, and then everyone was like making fun of me because it wasn't really age appropriate anymore.
Because then.
But I was trying to be sweet.
But then they were like, oh, so you still watch cartoons, Steven?
Yes, you know, it was tough.
Queen of the day.
Define what a queen is, though, in case you don't know, Jess.
Every female listening is a queen. She is smart, independent, kind, amazing, a star. And I feel like no one says it enough.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say it to you. You're a queen.
What Jess does, though, is she scours the whole entire country to try to find there's like one special queen.
Yes.
That needs some extra attention today, and this is her.
Yes, and our queen of the day is a second grader in Wisconsin. Morgan McGlone wanted to help families struggling during the pandemic. So on her own, she wanted to start a virtual lemonade stand. What this 8-year-old did was she offered drink coupons in exchange for donations she gave to a local food charity that lets people pay what they can.
COVID is a really bad thing, and people with food insecurity just have another thing to worry about.
Wait, she's how old?
She's 8.
That's a grown adult right there.
Exactly. And so
better spoken than both of us.
I know. So all she thought she could do was raise $90, but she ended up bringing in $53,000 for
her
cause.
That's crazy, man.
And so the second grader's fundraiser caught the attention of Biden's inaugural team, who asked her to be part of last night's event. So she actually did a virtual speech at Celebrating America last night.
I thought that was cool. I don't know if you watched the whole thing, but throughout, they were kind of, waving in all kind of people that were weaving in all kind of people that had made an influence in kids especially. So not only her, but you may have seen Kavanaugh,
yes,
who's right here in Maryland.
Also 8 years old.
Super cool kid that was collecting coats and foods and supplies.
Mm-hmm.
He's done a couple different things, but where we met him, he was sending them over to South Dakota,
mm-hmm,
to a Native American reservation where was it the most poverty?
Yeah.
It was underserved for a lot of different reasons, though.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on there last night, too.
That's amazing.
Oh, that was super cool. So, to all our cool kids, all the cool kids, going to be the kings and queens today.
Y'all are amazing.
Sorry to hijack your segment there.
That's okay.
It's Top 3 with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
Sponsored by Stevenson University. Make an on-campus or virtual visit today. Go to stevenson.edu/visitsu.
Number 3.
Former Vice President Joe Biden officially became the leader of the free world, and Kamala Harris has become the nation's first female, first African-American, and first Asian-American vice president in history. In his speech, President Biden made a strong plea for unity during deeply troubled times and vowed to be a president for all Americans.
My whole soul is in it. Today, on this January day, my whole soul is in this, bringing America together, uniting our people, uniting our nation. And I ask every American to join me in this cause.
The inauguration also featured performances by Lady Gaga, Garth Brooks, and Jennifer Lopez. J-Lo dressed in an all-white suit, and she sang a medley of This Land Is Your Land and America the Beautiful. She also paid tribute to the Latin community, closing out America the Beautiful by saying in Spanish, One Nation Under God, Indivisible, and Liberty and Justice for All. But she also just so happened to squeeze in a line of her own song, Let's Get Loud, during her performance, and the internet is losing their minds.
Listen to this.
Una nación bajo Dios indivisible con libertad y justicia para todos. Let's get loud.
What do you think about that?
I mean, I feel like she was just vibing. You know what I mean? I don't know if that was planned because it almost sounded like she went with the music.
You think overcame her and she was like, America, let's
listen one more
loud.
Time. Because listen to the way she sings with the music. And I'm wondering if this was pre-planned. Like, did they write it this way for her to like sing that? But, or was she vibing?
But is she allowed to vibe though? Are you allowed to do that?
I don't know. It's the most vibey of places. All right, listen, one more time. Here goes J-Lo. Right here.
Una nación bajo Dios indivisible con libertad y justicia para todos.
I mean, she went for it.
Yeah.
I'm mad at her. I think anything goes yesterday. It was like, whatever. Just
yeah,
vibe.
Go ahead, J-Lo.
Yeah, do your thing, you know?
Number two.
There's a new outlet for your frustration, and all you have to do is pick up your phone and scream. Just Scream is a hotline that was created by an elementary school teacher, and all you have to do is call the number 561-567-8431 and scream for as long as you want, as loud as you want, and then hang up. And there's no one on the other end, and your number isn't saved. The calls are recorded and put up on a website, which currently has a backlog of more than 40,000 screams. But they've gotten over 70,000 recordings since launching the hotline.
Man,
today is the last day to call the hotline, but the screams will remain on the website at justscream.baby.
It was probably a good thing, you know?
Yeah.
It was a tense couple of weeks there.
Yeah.
So thank you for that service.
Number one.
The Mega Millions jackpot is still up for grabs, but someone has finally won the Powerball jackpot.
Yeah, man.
Last night's drawing was worth an estimated $730 million, and a single winning ticket was sold where? Right here in Maryland. The ticket was sold in Allegheny County, and a second-tier winning ticket with the Power Play worth $2 million was sold in Washington County. There's no word at what retailer sold the winning tickets yet. The cash option is $546 million in this case, but the $730 million jackpot is by far the largest prize in Maryland lottery's history.
We've only been here for what? A little less than 6 months, right?
Yeah.
One thing I've learned though, man, is y'all real ones. Y'all come through.
Yeah.
Y'all let us know the truth. But
everybody
for some
knows
reason,
everybody.
Somebody's being real quiet this morning.
Yeah.
You know? I just have to believe, even if you won that money, okay? And you're like, I'm going to tell one person.
Yeah.
Like, I'm telling Susan, my best friend or something, you know? Because Susan's that one that won't tell anybody. But Susan's like, well, I got to tell somebody. She's going to tell her husband, right? Then her husband's going to tell his best friend, Mark.
And Mark's the one.
I'm looking for that third string.
We just want confirmation that it's real.
I just want to know what in the hell you're going to do with $500 million. Like, that almost sounds stressful to me.
Yeah.
So, come on. Like, somebody narked somebody out this morning. If your neighbor pulled up in a Range Rover this morning, they got rid of that 1993 Camry, they traded in for that 2022 Range Rover. Call us if you know anything about this.
Mm.
We'll be trying to track down this case this morning.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.